Well, now, I've seen them before, but I don't, not very many of them. I don't recall very many.
So wooden fences basically were just not used very much.
Right. They were just mostly wire fences.
How about a fence, what would you call a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't guess I'm familiar with that term at all either.
Well, you might call it a stone wall or a rock wall.
That's probably what I would call it, just whatever it was made of, just a stone wall.
Uh-huh. They probably don't have a lot of stone around here.
No. Right. They would.
Sure,
now, in Batesville, since they're up and around Batesville, now you would probably have a lot of it.
Yeah.
But not around here. There's just not that much rock and stone to be found.
If you wanted the hen to start laying or to keep laying in the same place, what would they put in the nest to fool the hen?
I don't know.
Okay.
What would they put?
they would put a kind of an artificial egg.
I don't remember ever doing that. No, we had chickens too.
Yeah, I thought you mentioned that.
Yes,
chickens.
We had some chickens after we moved up on the highway. We had some too, and had a chicken house. But I don't remember ever doing that. I sure don't.
What would you call what your nicest dishes are made of?
China.
Okay, now those eggs were made out of that. And so if you had an egg made out of that, you'd call it a
China egg.
Yeah. That's what, you never have seen one? They look just like white China. I mean, they look just like eggs, but they're made out of sort of like
and that's what they used to fool the chickens with. No, never did. Never even heard of it until you mentioned it.
I started doing this, and I was interviewing this woman one day, and she said, "Oh, sure, you know." And she went out and got one and showed it to me.
Oh,
you know,
wow!
And everything. It was just like China. What would you call what people would use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Okay, would that be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
How about if it were made of wood? What would you call it?
Steel? A wooden bucket.
Okay. What if it were made out of plastic? Like, you know, that they have nowadays. They have, like for mopping the floor. Like I use when I mop my floor.
I'd still call it a plastic bucket.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What would you use? What would you call what people would carry milk in?
A milk bucket.
Okay. And how about to carry food out to the hog?
A slop jar.
Yes.
Right, I remember having one of those too.
You're so cute. Peter. You're really cute. What would you call what you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Okay. Now, what would that be made of? Is that the
iron? Oh yes.
Yeah.
You can. I don't see how anybody has a house. You know, an iron skillet. I don't remember. Well, my mother had one. I know she did. But I never did think too much about it until I married and someone, I got two off at my shower. I got two iron skillets at my shower. And I thought, what do I need those for? But they're terrific. You know, they're just, they just can't be replaced. They'll never be replaced, I don't think.
It's the only thing you
can
cook that I can fry something and not burn it on the bottom.
That's exactly right. It sure is.
Something that you would use just to heat water in, you'd call that a
kettle.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call, cooking, if you were, say, boiling potatoes, what would you call what you put them in? Got to get out of?
A pan. I'd call it a pan.
A pan.
Of course, I know there's another word, stewer, but I don't ever use that word. A pan. Right.
How about, is there anything you call a pot? Do you ever use that word?
No,
no,
I don't ever use that in terms of pots and
pans.
I sure don't. Well, you know, pots and pans, but I don't. I